Blog Talk Radio.
Never had it so good. Sports Media Network, along with Spiritually Reincarnated, present to you 1 hour of spoken word live. I'm your host, Gilbert Sines. Join us every Saturday night from 7 to 8 p.m., taking your internet radio experience to the next level, one poem at a time.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Spiritually Reincarnated, live from Orlando, Florida. Today we're going to start off the show with a different type of poem. Deep in the Navajo culture, in the folklore, they believe in things differently than us. And they believe in something they call skinwalker, in which they're forbidden to talk about because of the repercussions that can follow. This is an ancient legend. It's people claim to have encounters with them. And this poem, I'm only going to read once, and it basically tells the story. This is a warning. If you get scared easily, you have nightmares. This poem is based on facts. I had to research for this poem, so you might not want to hear this poem. That's if you get nightmares. So I just want to give you a fair warning if there's any kids. This poem is based on a Navajo folklore, and I call it Skinwalker. Deep beyond the woods in the Navajo reservation, it will take your soul without hesitation. Don't enter the woods alone at night. This demon is out there searching for a fight. Don't look into its eyes or it will steal your soul. Once this thing enters your mind, it takes complete control. In ancient Indian culture, it has been around forever. And to protect yourself from it, you need sage and an eagle's feather. The skinwalker roams around the land. And if he takes your soul, then you are damned. They call it a skinwalker or a shapeshifter. It's very evil and very sinister. Deep in the forest where this thing is the king. And it can transform into almost anything. It has human characteristics. And that is all we have in common. And if you encounter it, then you must get blessed from an Indian shaman. Deep forest on ancient Indian land roams a beast. Deep in the forest on ancient Indian land roams a beast half human and half demon. From any animal, it can transform into. And if it possesses your soul, it can transform into you. To become one, you must do the most evil things and pursue black magic and kill a close human being. The Wendigo and the skinwalker are not the same thing. One starts out as a spirit and the other as a human being. The skinwalker goes beyond our comprehension, and doing the work of evil is its only intention. Do not walk alone in the woods after dark, or the skinwalker will tear your flesh apart. To become a skinwalker, you have to kill someone very close to you, and there's a bunch of rituals that you must go through. a medicine man with the highest spiritual priesthood, but they choose to use their powers. They live upon the population. And if you say their name, it's a complete abomination. If you try to kill them, you won't get that far unless you know their names and know who they are. The origin of this creature is a mystery, but according to Indian folklore, it's been around throughout history. If you encounter this creature, then you are most likely doomed. But be extra careful on the night of the new moon. Heed my warning, because every word is true. Stay away from the skinwalker if you know what's good for you. On a lighter note, I would like to, before we go to a commercial break, I would like to read a love poem. This love poem is going out to all the ladies out there. And, you know, everybody, keep safe with this coronavirus going around. You know, take it serious. It's not a joke. But be safe. And here's a little poem kind of to lighten it up. This is for all you single ladies, especially if you're Hispanic. I got like two Spanish lines in this poem, and it's called Can You Love Me Forever? And my life is gone. Will the spark from your love still shine on? We've been through a lot, I have to say. But I continue to love you every single day. My love for you will never cease to exist. And being with you is my last final wish. Can you love me the same way I love you? Will our love still be strong no matter what we both go through? Can you love me forever, even if I'm not capable of loving you back? When my heart drifts away, can you keep it on track? The spark from our love will always shine on. Tu amor es la medicina por mi corazón. Love can be complicated if we let our emotions take control. Love just doesn't come from the heart. It comes straight from the soul. Love is a bond that can never be shattered. And being in your arms is the only thing that ever matters. Love can hit your heart like a lightning rod. And the love I share with you is the same love I share for God. If I had one wish, this is what it would be, to be engulfed in your love for eternity, no matter what happens or what we both go through. Unconditionally, I will always love you. The foundation of our love gets stronger along the line as we both dodge the bullets of time. I can remember our very first date. When I first saw you, I knew it was fate. Can you love me forever, or am I asking too much? My heart feels so warm with your soft, healing touch. Your love is like a pot of gold washing up on the shore. I can love you in a way no man has ever loved you before. Love is a bond that goes beyond fate, and it still transcends as we both reincarnate. Can you love me forever, or am I just wasting my time? They say true love can make you blind. Love is based on mutual attraction. And no matter what, you can't ever force it to happen. If you love someone, they must love you back. Or the rules of love get thrown off track. Your love lifted my dead heart from off the floor. I want you to know, yo necesito tu amor. From the highest mountain peaks to the most desolate part of the sea. In your arms is heaven, and that is where I want to be. I get on my knees and pray that God will put a beautiful girl like you in my life every single day. Listen to me, because every word is true. Can you love me forever the same way I love you? The power of God are real as long as we believe. They could be as real as the air we breathe.
the heart of a God so strong and divine, devouring fate and manipulating time. God can manifest themselves inside our dreams, creating miracles for us mortal human beings. Without people's faith, gods would just linger in the dark. They survive off the purity inside of our hearts. The soul of a God shines steady in the night, reflecting off a spark from the Holy Spirit's light. As human beings, our lives will eventually end, but through the heart of a God, your soul will transcend. The heart of a God beats strong like a drum, and if you believe strong enough, they will eventually come. Lust, gluttony, greed are sins we don't need. Sloth, wrath, envy, and pride is part of the devil's creed. The sins that we commit every single day, how can we not need a savior to take them all away? The heart of a God pounds louder at our birth, and it will still keep on beating as we struggle to find self-worth. The voice from a God sounds so peaceful and serene, drowning out everything. Live your life through God and be all you can be, and eventually you'll celebrate the birth of a new dynasty. Legends don't die, their stories pass on, growing stronger with time, they are never forgotten. Every day we walk that line between bad and good, temptations linger around quietly and are often misunderstood. The heart of a God so pure and divine, let God's love clear your soul, body, and mind. Life is an unfair game where you must sacrifice. Just look what happened to Jesus Christ. The power of the wicked lingers in the shadows of sin, while the seeds of humanity get blown around mercilessly in life's wind. Our souls will eventually shed from our skin, and then after that, a new transformation will begin as our souls start to enter into a new dimension. We leave behind on this earth all our suffering, hardship, and pain as we progress to a higher spiritual plane. The heart of a God beats closer every day, and I can hear the echoes get louder every time when I pray. My thoughts lead my mind straight into insanity, so I get out of my head and live to better humanity. Life is not just about yourself. Do not waste your entire life just chasing down wealth. The heart of a God just beats out of control, overtaking my body and comforting my soul.
But hate the damage?
I love my waves, but it gets rough. It's like a tug of war.
It's big and curly, but frizzy. This color is so me, but so dry.
Whatever the damage, Dove your hair. Dove Intense Repair deeply nourishes hair for our ultimate damage protection.
Green and beautiful.
So smooth.
Yes to curls, no to frizz.
For our ultimate damage protection, Dove Intense Repair.
Dove it, love it.
Hey, what's up? My name is Gilbert Sines, the host of Spiritually Reincarnated on NHISG Network. And not only do we have sports, we have spoken word. And if you're listening right now to my show every Saturday from 7 to 8, and listen, if you're an entrepreneur or you own your own business and you want to elevate your business, you want to take it to the next level, you want to get people to know who you are, know what your business is about, give me a call and I can help you advertise on our great network. Go to our website at www.nhiso1.com. Again, our website is www.nhisg101.com. Shoot us an email, or if you want to talk to us in person, we have a number. An office number is 866-543-1875, extension 700. Again, 866-543-1875, extension 700, and let us help you take your show to the next level right here on NHISG Network. Come advertise with us. We have other big name advertisers as well. So come be a part of our team. Be a part of our family. Give us a call now, and we can help you take your business to the next level.
Spreading the word of the Lord through music ministry on Gospel 107. We're live on NHISG 101.1 every Sunday. Gospel music from legends Lee Williams, Rance Allen, and Shirley Caesar. Join us for Sunday service delivered by Pastor Regina Johnson, Pastor Russell Moore, and Pastor Johnny Ray Noble. Bible study with Pastor Aaron B. Williams. And Christian Talk Radio with Pastor Annetta Watson, Pastor Annie Sally, Pastor Warren Sally, and Benita Coney. Gospel 107, every Sunday on Never Had It So Good 101.1.
I'm outside. Where are you?
I'm right here. I'm at the Buick.
I don't see a Buick.
Oh, got it.
Encore, the expectation-shattering crossover from Buick.
Wow.
Now pay no interest for 5 years, plus get $750 purchase bonus cash on the 2015 Encore.
USI Never Had It So Good, 101.1 Radio, the best R&B and hip-hop music, The Quiet Storm every Friday and Saturday, talk radio with the best host in the business, sports talk radio every weekend night with Princess Cooper, Never Had It So Good Radio now on 101.1, and it's 24-7, the world's best radio station.
Sometimes I believe, at times I'm wishing, no, I can fly high, I can go low. Today I got a million, tomorrow I don't know. Visions as I go, to anywhere I flow. Sometimes I believe, at times I'm wishing, no, I can fly high, I can go low. Today I got a million, tomorrow I don't know.
As species, we evolve, acquiring knowledge upon our state of consciousness, learning from past generations, passing down hypotheses that can either be validated or rescinded. It is in our nature as human beings to want to be able to explain the unexplainable, describe the indescribable. The very fabric of human nature is in the here and now. While we are all beings and we are all living in a state of consciousness, we must make the most of time, which acts like a barrier and limits us. Our human body will eventually shed, releasing our soul to be free. Our souls are energy, and according to the law of thermodynamics, energy never dies. It is constant. There are so many different definitions of love, but which ones are correct? I believe that they are all accurate in some sense because there are many different types of love. I came to the conclusion that love is way too complicated to be described by one simple definition. Our brain is only wired to understand and comprehend a limited amount of information. As human beings, we tend to rearrange information into familiar categories in our minds in order for us to understand them. The more information we learn only leads to more questions as we come to realize just how little we actually know. To me, love is a special emotional, mental, and spiritual bond that connects two souls. This is just a broad definition. But do we know the true meaning of love, or is it just an illusion? I call this poem, What is Love? What is love? I haven't a clue, but I feel it every time I look at you. Love without trust is nothing but lust, burnt by the fire and turned into dust. I love God and you as a friend, the type of love that will never end. Love is a connection of souls on a spiritual plane, and searching for it can make you insane. Love is an emotion, feeling, and bond that will still be around even when we are gone. Does it come from the heart? Does it come from the soul? Or is it something much deeper we can't always control? Been searching my entire life and treated like dirt. Every time I think I found it, I only get hurt. Through the aches, pains, and times I spend, only to get my heart broken in the end. What is love, and why is it so hard to find? Some keep on searching till the end of time. Love may be in front of your eyes, blinded by passion, lust, and lies. I will give you everything, including my pride. The day you left my life is the day I died. The love of my God will always live on, even at times when I think it's gone. There's something you should know, and I swear it's true. My heart can't help falling in love with you. Welcome, everybody, and I want to thank you guys for tuning in to my show, Spiritually Reincarnated. We are always here every Saturday, 7 p.m. Eastern to 8 p.m. on NHISG Network. We offer more than just sports. Come spend 1 hour of spiritual spoken word with me, and I enjoy your company. You know, everybody is welcome here. I don't care what your race is, what your nationality is, what your religion is, what's your sexual preference. You know, it doesn't matter to me, because this is 1 hour of no judgment zone, and it's all about poetry. It's all about spoken word. It's all about expressing yourself. This next poem is an old poem, and it's in my book, Spiritually Reincarnated. It's on eBay and in Barnes & Noble, and it's called From the Outside Looking In. Here today, but gone tomorrow, free from anger, pain, and sorrow. I was here on this earth, but now I'm gone. Life as we know it will still go on. Sounds of the ocean and waves crashing through. They'll sing with or without you. The earth will spin, the leaves will blow in the wind. I'm free from pride and free from sin. Life is a riddle that we cannot solve. Like a caterpillar turning into a butterfly, we still must evolve. Once I was here, but now I'm gone. Everything else will still live on. The stars in the night will continue to glow. The rivers and streams will still overflow. The love that I feel, it will always live on. I will take it with me even when I am gone. The anger and rage manifested inside rest in my body where I once died. They say things in life are one and the same. We all must lose in order to gain. Thinking in the past will only make you complain. Your suffering and destiny are the same. We get the freedom to choose until we take our last breath. But every road in life will only end in death. And you know what, guys? I'm going to do one more poem from my book. Again, if you like these poems, they are available on my book, Spiritually Reincarnated. You could Google it up. I want to invite also everybody to I have Gilbert Signs Poetry on Facebook and on YouTube. So just type in my first name and last name, Gilbert Signs and Poetry. I have close to 25,000 views for my video on Facebook. So if you log into my page, check it out. It's called The Lake of Knowledge and Wisdom. It's a really great video. So check it out. And you know, I'm going to talk about my book for a second. I know this is a book. I think it was out a couple years ago. And I wrote this book when I was searching for God. And it's called Spiritually Reincarnated. Part one was when I was looking for God, but I wasn't sure exactly what I was looking for. And I wrote Spiritually Reincarnated. Part two is when I found God. And I actually found him through the middle when I was writing this poem, and you could hear it. So I'm going to read that poem now, actually. And then I have Spiritually Reincarnated 3, which is more philosophical, where I question kind of the belief system and everything. And this poem, I found God when I wrote this poem. And that definitely, you know, for sure was the best day of my life. I can go on for hours how great it was when I accepted Jesus Christ in my life. But I'm not going to do that. This is all about spoken word right now. And this is called Spiritually Reincarnated 2, and it's in my book, and I hope you enjoy it. Life is a process. We instinctively process everything that goes on around us, from our experiences to our environment. We are constantly learning and processing new information. This instinct occurs naturally. It is part of our being and helps guide us throughout our lives. For some, life is a process of misery brought on by bad decisions that constantly keep repeating themselves. These people move backwards in life rather than forward, and they fail to live up to their potential. Yet for others, life is a process filled with great triumph and perseverance. They are constantly moving forward to their destination of self-fulfillment. There are also those that just seem to be stuck in one place. They are constantly searching for their true identity and struggle to find purpose in their lives. These folks seem to move forward for a short time, only to end up back where they started. The process of life can only manifest itself if we continue moving forward. It is those that already know everything that cannot progress. In the end, there is only one destination called self-fulfillment. Self-fulfillment. And you either reach it or you don't. The day I found God is the day I was able to move forward in my life, both mentally and spiritually. No longer enslaved or controlled by my desires, I'm finally free. I can now transform myself and live life on its own terms. The idea that we live in complete freedom is just an illusion for most of us. Constantly constrained by the limitations of society, our lives are controlled and molded by the expectations set down by treat us, manipulates our everyday existence. There are two different types of respects. The first type consist of people who only respect us for what we have accomplished in our lives. This type of respect is short-lived because it's based on the foundation of fear and it has conditions. The second type has no conditions because people respect us for who we are. This type of respect is based on love, not fear, so it lasts forever. We are only free when we let go of what we are supposed to be and we become what we want to be. The path to righteousness was under my feet all this time. I just recently chose to walk on it. I have manifested into a separate entity. I have become spiritually reincarnated. Go buy my book, guys. It's available on eBay or at Barnes and Nobles. And, I know I'm kind of doing a some really intense poems, and I'm not going to stop doing them. So this is another intense poem. This is a dream-based poem. It's called The Shadow of Darkness. I saw my shadow's reflection sprinkling off the morning sun. with my shadow in the evening, they both become one. God's work has just begun, and soon thy will shall eventually be done. It's that darkness that lies beyond the demon's eyes that will eventually lead to all our demise. Through God's love, your soul will rise. But you must first learn to read past the demon's lies. The shadow of darkness lays cold and flat, just looking for a helpless soul to entrap. The reflection of the demon's shadow lies deep, swallowing our physical bodies from head to feet. In this life, there are many dimensions, and every soul has different reflections based on the purity of our intentions. The shadow of darkness just lingering around. It's just out there waiting to drag your soul down. The devil awaits below the ground. His footprints are quiet. They don't make a sound. My soul starts bleeding in the still of the night, blistering my spirit like a mosquito bite. God's love I hold tight, and through his son's sacrifice will ignite as I continue to write and fight this spiritual war, pushing my soul to a place that it never been before. The shadow of darkness looms closer every day, so I cling closer to God to keep the devil away. I continue to pray and listen to what God has to say. He sent St. Michael to show me the way. I can type to God's word and use it as a sword, and I fall to my knees to worship the Lord. The shadow of darkness will swallow your soul if you let demons take complete control. You must stand tall and hold your ground and remember God is all around. If you fall down, then get up and rebound. The eternal volcano still continues to flow, swallowing up your ego. You feel the burn until you take your last breath. But every road you choose will only end in death. The shadow of darkness, like a big black hole, cling close to God or it will swallow your soul. The shadow of darkness just lingering on this earth. It's been hovering around before the day of our birth. The war in heaven has already been fought, and through the battle, a strong lesson was taught. The dark angels fell down like rain from the sky as God's angels threw them out of heaven and continued to fly. Your physical body will die, but your soul will live on. We are never really completely gone. Through God, I reincarnate, and through his son's sacrifice, I await my fate. The shadow of darkness dooms us throughout history, but the Holy Spirit's light shines through eternity, shining God's love all upon me.
Poetry is not dead as long as poems continue to be read. From the creativity parts of a poet's head, poetry says things that need to be said. Poetry can be part of a biblical scripture. Poetry uses words as canvas to paint a clear picture. Poetry is an art form of literature. In poetry, we talk about our emotions and feelings, yet others talk about their struggles and how to break through glass ceilings. For a poet, words are like gold, and through them, our stories are told. The art of poetry will never die. Through new generations, poems will only multiply, withstanding fate as time passes by. Poetry is not dead as long as thoughts keep flowing through our head, and through poetry, our messages are spread. Poetry inspires every book and quote, as it comes out of a poet's throat, bringing us new ideas that we can invoke. Poets write about their struggles and dreams, and throughout history, poets are the most amazing human beings. Poetry is in every corner and occupies every space. Poetry is that place where poets express the hard times they face. Poetry is alive as far as the eye can see, is the basic foundation for describing humanity. Poetry's popularity may go up and down, but as long as there is sound, poetry will always be around. God can express his words through a poet's writing, and through poetry, it's God's words we are reciting. The echoes of poetry can be heard through eternity, like the Holy Trinity, creating words that last through infinity. Poetry leaves an imprint in time, with words that define exactly what is going on in our mind. It's a form of communication describing mankind. With poetry, we are able to express all of our stress and explain how we survive this world's mess. Still able to pass time's test as we confess and address the mistakes we made along the way. Poetry isn't going anywhere. It's here to stay. Poetry is not dead, and I'm living proof. Through my words, I let loose an ambitious social recluse. Poetry is a form of mind stimulation. We use word segregation to send a message to the next generation. Poetry is not dead, so don't even start to grieve. Poetry is still alive as long as poets still breathe. The death of poetry is nowhere in sight. It still has a pulse as long as we read it every night. Poetry will live forever because it's here to stay. Poetry is not dead. It will never go away.
So your new prescription does have a few side effects.
Oh, like what?
You're gonna have dizziness, nausea, and sweaty eyelids. And in severe cases, chronic flatulence.
No.
So gassy, girl.
So gassy.
If you're boys to men, you make anything sound good. It's what you do. If you want to save 15% or more on car insurance, you switch to Geico. It's what you do.
Next.
Next.
Over the past 60 years, Dove Beauty Bar's superior formula has remained unchanged. But when it comes to beauty, everything changed. Together, we redefined beauty. We said no to stereotypes and yes to every type. We let go of judgments and embraced what makes us unique. We're proud to have been there with you, caring for you every step of the way. Here's to the next 60 years.
USI never had it so good. 101.1 radio, the best R&B and hip-hop music. The Quiet Storm every Friday and Saturday. Talk radio with the best host in the business. Sports talk radio every weekend night with Princess Cooper. Never had it so good radio now on 101.1. And it's 24-7, the world's best radio station.
Human beings, it appears that the essence of our existence is to constantly recapture consciousness, and relive images of it floating aimlessly in the rift of time. We want to recapture time and relive the most memorable moments of it. A poet's job is to create words that stimulate the part of our brain so that we can re-experience positive endeavors. A poem has a certain type of energy to it that creates certain type of emotions dependent upon the listener. Through a poet, words is how we express our point of view and the type of feelings and emotions that our words create depends on the reaction of our viewers. Welcome back to Spiritually Reincarnated. My name is Gilbert Sines. I would like to invite you guys. I have an album coming out called The Heart of a God. I have 3 songs out. So if you can go on any digital, you can go on iTunes, iHeartRadio, whatever, Spotify, TikTok, even some I've never even heard of. You can go to all the different digital places and digital that sell music, and you can buy it. And like I said, I have 3 tracks out called The Ballerina Dancer and Through the Eyes of God, 2 great poems. And then I also got a single out called The Love Game. So those three you can definitely purchase. So check them out if you get a chance. I'm trying to get them so that I can play them on the radio here. That's somewhat of a difficult process, so it's going to be hard for me. I just want to thank everybody for tuning in and spending your Saturday with me. I know it's crazy, you know, the coronavirus going around. You know, we have to be careful, you know. I know the president of the United States is, you know, he's constantly lying about, which is causing the stock markets to crash, and we're in what we call the bear market. And if those of you that don't know what a bear market is, that's basically people are selling off their stocks and the stock market is not growing. And we're kind of like in a standstill. It's actually not growing. It's actually shrinking. And people are just trying to sell off their stocks. And, you know, it's part of the problem is the lies that we get. Because, I mean, you can't trust a word this guy says, this number 45 says. You know, he said he got tested just a little while ago, supposedly, but I doubt that. I mean, like I said, you cannot believe a word he says. And this is a time that we need leadership. Our country needs guidance, and we need to come together. And we just don't have the right person in the White House for that. We have a joke, you know. I remember about a month ago or a couple of weeks ago, the Putin and the leader of Syria were both making fun and mocking this president. And, you know, how can you take somebody that lies all the time? How can you take them serious? And anyways, I just want to, you know, guys, don't panic. Just be careful. And we're all family here. And I enjoy having all you guys listening to me. And you know what? We're going to do something, kind of let the tensions go a little bit, you know, a little love poem. You know, nothing like a little love poem to kind of unwind with. Poem a long time ago, and it's called Distant Love. The path I've been traveling on is buried so deep, providing comfort to my broken heart that cannot sleep. My mind is exhausted and my body aches, yet I still have a far journey that awaits. I continue moving forward on the path only a few ever traveled. The pain in my past becomes unraveled. Our hearts have been separated for way too long, but the connection that we both share still remains strong. The shadow of our past slowly whispers in time. The passion we both share just feels so divine. We are 2 lost souls that cross paths as we reincarnate. 2 lost souls that happen to share the same fate. The journey traveled has been very long, but our love connects us together as time passes on. Distant love. That is a special part of me, a love so strong, lasting through eternity. Distant love is our path both cross, and no matter what happens, our bond will never be lost. It seems that this journey has lasted so long, but my soul continues constantly moving on. my physical body feels so sore that I'm barely able to sleep anymore. Her smile is so warm, like a hot summer day in June. As sparks from her soul reflect off the moon. It's not always about where you come from, but more about where you go. And how through God can you both spiritually grow? Our love grows stronger, like roots holding up trees. We are like leaves being blown around by life's relentless breeze. In love, that time can't keep apart. Her love holds together the pieces of my broken heart. This journey I travel, I sometimes feel so alone, waiting for the spark of her love to guide me back home. As my eyes stain from witnessing the pain, her love takes me away to a spiritual plane. Through the different roads I travel and all the paths I crossed, the memories that we both created will never be lost. Distant love is everlasting. Once a spark is created, a connection will happen. Without her at my side, it's like my journey is not complete. It must have been fate for us to both meet. The sparkle of her soul when I look into her eyes. Her touch takes me away to eternal paradise. Distant love, a bond that can never be broken. She is like an angel flying above the ocean. Our paths to heaven meet together at last as we create new memories that become imprinted in our past. Like life moves so fast, foreign outcasts, and people seem to leave your life very fast. A distant love is created every time our eyes meet. And without her in my life, my soul just feels so incomplete. That poem is going out to everyone out there, kind of like a love poem to kind of, I know there's a lot of tension out there, you know, because we're kind of in uncharted territory right now. And I know we don't have the best leadership right now either to guide us through it. So, you know, we got to depend on each other. And, you know, whether you're Democrat, whether you're Republican, conservative or liberal, you know, you got to come together on this. Russia and our enemies only want to see us coming apart, because as a country, we are weaker when we're apart, when we're against each other. That makes us weaker. And we're only stronger when we come together and we unite. That's part of what my spiritually reincarnated, kind of like a movement, and that's what I kind of try and preach with it. But I'll tell you what, I'm going to do two more poems here. And, I would like to address a problem that's kind of going around a lot, bullying. You know, a lot of people like to bully people. But a lot of times, especially in schools, you know, you don't know the damage that you can cause to the victim. And this poem is called Bully, and this is kind of through the perspective of bully, because growing up, I was both bullied, and I bullied too, and I was also a bully, and I'm not proud of that, but this is kind of like, this poem is from a bully's perspective, and it's called Bully. Deep down inside, I really hate myself, and I take pleasure and taking it out on someone else. I'm awake, but it feels like I'm dreaming. As soon as I get up, I can hear my parents screaming. Father is mad, so he takes it out on me. Hatred and anger is all I ever see. Now it's time to ruin someone's day. I will punch him in the mouth and call him gay. Then I'll take his cap away and watch him suffer with the words that I say. My personal insecurity, compelling my soul to displace its impurity. I'm just a bully, and bad emotions pull me to treat others a certain way, and putting them down with hurtful words that I say. I can't look at myself in the mirror. Inside I cry a silent tear. My whole philosophy is created from fear. Things happened in my life that I can't describe. This game of life has taken my pride, and way deep down inside, my innocence died. Unable to find peace, so I release pain and let all my emotions explode like an out-of-control train. I was born from sin, from this evil place I'm in, and all these demons I keep battling. People don't like me, so they just walk away. It makes me feel sad every single day. When people look at me, they judge, which causes me to hold a grudge. I can't handle people looking at me as weak, so I put on others to help me stand on my feet. My thoughts are dark and my emotions remain numb, which helps me out every time I torture someone. My body is like a gun as I scope for another victim. There are many targets in this world that I live in. There is no room for the weak because the amount of life remains steep. As I look into your eyes, I feel despised. You can't see my cries hidden beneath the lies that rise within me. It's all my pain and agony. You can't walk a mile in my shoes, so I take yours. You can't see what goes on behind closed doors. I can't stand myself, so I take it out on someone else. Blinded from compassion, I keep on lashing, looking for another kid to bash in. I don't care about me, so why should I? I don't care about me, so why should I care about you? You can't handle some of the things that I have gone through, the pain and suffering that I face every day. So I take it out on you to make it all go away. I'm a bully on the outside, and I feel so alone. I'm really just a lost soul trying to find my way back home. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. You know, like I said, without you guys, to me, you know, I'd just be a bunch of words in the wind. I'd just be a sound, you know, nobody's listening. But, you know, I owe a lot to you guys, and I want to thank you for spending your Saturday night with me. You know, that means a lot to me. And, you know, like I said, there's a couple things before I'm going to take us out with a love poem, but there's a couple of things I want that I want to promote real quick. I have my new album, The Heart of a God. It's available on all social media, everything, you know, iTunes, whatever, TikTok, all these things I never heard of. It's all out there. You could just type in Gilbert Signs, The Heart of a God. You could check out my single, The Love Game, and you can also get my two singles, the Ballerina Dancer and The Heart of a God. I'm sorry, Through the Eyes of God. Some of my best poems, so check it out. Go to my Facebook page, Gilbert Signs, my last name, S-A-E-N-Z, as in zebra, poetry, and check out my video, and you can also hear a little part of those poems as well, too. For my album, you know, they take like maybe 30 or 20 seconds for my album. You can kind of preview my album on there, too, or at least those three tracks. So support me and go ahead, go out there, buy them. I guarantee you it's quality work. I work with a producer. They have music, professional music, professionally recorded. It's very professional. And just check it out and let me know what you think. Go to my Facebook, Gilbert Signs Poetry on Facebook, and let me know. And check out my video. Check me out on YouTube, Gilbert Signs Poetry on YouTube. I got about maybe close to 8,000 views. So, yeah, check me out. This poem is kind of going out to everybody out there. This is a love poem with an ocean type theme to it. So it's called Drifting Love. God bless everybody. And man, just be safe, be careful out there. We can't trust the information coming from our government because this guy lies all the time. If he was Pinocchio, his nose would be around the world by now. But anyways, this poem is for all the ladies out there. Like I always like to end it for you guys because I love you guys. This poem is called Drifting Love. And let me take a drink real quick if I could find my water so I could do it. That way I don't get a dry throat in the middle of the poem. Enjoy the poem, everybody. God bless you guys. Have a great, safe weekend and just be careful. Drifting Love. like a sandcastle getting swept away by the open sea. The current of her love stole my heart from me. The echoes of pain washing up in the tide. Her love makes me feel complete deep down inside. Her beautiful love knocks me off my feet. Without her in my life, my soul feels so incomplete. The power of her love drawing me near. It helped me overcome my biggest fear. Like a ship sinking to the ocean floor, when she is in my life, I don't hurt anymore. My heart felt so lonely, just floating in the tide. Before her love, my heart was empty inside. Just in love, that's found its destination. United by faith, we are both God's creation. The softness of her lips as they rub against mine. Our love only gets stronger with passing time. Two separate souls united by a bond. The love we both share will always live on. She will always have a special place in my heart, with a bond so strong that will never drift apart. She has hijacked my mind, watching her body grind. The passion of our love goes beyond space and time. The warmth of her spirit just feels like heaven, so divine. She is like a doctor, and her love is the cure. The scent of her innocence, so strong and pure. Drifting love that will never fade away. That drifting love has me chasing it every single day. When she says my name, I feel like a king, like an eagle soaring around in the spring. As I lay my head upon her chest, her heart echoes my name from beneath her breast. I can see God's spark when I look into her eyes. Together we can both spiritually arise in love as we both reunite. When we are together, I can feel God's light. My heart was trapped and her love set it free. Our drifting love will float for eternity. No matter how far we drift or whatever we go through, in the end, my love will always drift back to you. Like the sound of the ocean crashing into the sea, our love will always drift endlessly. Come in to the end of the show now. I will be at Austin's Coffee Shop in Winter Garden, Florida on Wednesday night for Spoken Word. Remember, you may not be able to change the world, but change needs to start with you. I will see you guys next Saturday at 7 p.m. on Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. My name is Gilbert Sines. This is Spiritually Reincarnated.
Sometimes I believe, at times I'm wishing no. I can fly, I can go low. Today I got a million, tomorrow I don't know. Visions as I go, to anywhere I fall. Sometimes I believe, at times I'm wishing no. I can fly, I can go low. Today I got a million, tomorrow I don't know.